Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, July 23rd, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of science news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is Investor News Breaks. McEwen Mining Inc., UX, MEX, discovers high-grade gold west of Froome Mine, expanding Fox Complex potential. McEwen Mining, listed on the NYSE and TSX under MEX, has uncovered high-grade gold mineralization west of its Froome mine at the Fox Complex. Significant intercepts include 36.0 grams per ton of gold over 10.0 meters and 160.0 grams per ton over 2.2 meters. The new Froome West Zone features stacked lenses with high-grade potential, remaining open at depth. Infrastructure development is ongoing to support expansion and exploration. The discovery enhances flexibility in the mine plan and holds potential comparable to the historic Black Fox mine. McEwen Mining aims to improve asset productivity and share price. For more information, visit McEwen Mining's website.
Q&A with Abizer Gaslightwala, President and CEO of Akari Therapeutics. Abizer Gaslightwala, President and CEO of Akari Therapeutics, brings over 25 years of experience in the biotechnology and pharmaceutical industry. Akari is focused on developing oncology therapies with a newly acquired ADC platform that activates a patient's immune system to kill cancer. Their unique payload-targeting RNA splicing aims to provide a longer and more durable treatment effect against cancer. Akari is positioning itself to be the new standard for ADC payloads by leveraging the immuno-oncology properties of their technology. Investors can expect more data on immune effects later in 2025 and the development of a novel ADC molecule targeting solid cancer tumors. Akari is dedicated to advancing cancer treatment outcomes with their innovative ADC technology.
Biomed News Breaks. Nanoviricides, American NNVC, highlights NV387's broad antiviral potential and strategic value for pandemic preparedness. Nanoviricides, Inc. highlighted the broad-spectrum antiviral potential of its nanomedicine candidate, NV387, showing promising data against various viruses. The company plans a Phase 2 trial for Mpox, aiming to be the first approved treatment. With shared development costs, potential orphan drug designations, and eligibility for priority review vouchers, NV387 offers early revenues and strategic value in pandemic preparedness, addressing a multi-billion-dollar market. Nanoviricides focuses on advancing NV387 for RSV, COVID-19, influenza, and other viral infections. For more information, visit nanoviricides.com.
How quantum computing could transform the world. Quantum computing is not just a faster version of classical computing. It's a fundamentally different tool that approaches computation in a new way. Quantum computers use qubits to explore vast numbers of potential solutions simultaneously, making them more effective at solving complex problems. Industries like medicine, logistics, national security, and climate science could benefit once the technology matures. Quantum computing represents a full-scale rethink of problem solving. With companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc. making breakthroughs, the potential applications are wide-ranging. Momentum is accelerating in this space, and the future looks promising for innovative small-cap and mid-cap companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc. For more information, visit tinygems.com.
Surging gold prices fuel junior miners' push to production. Gold prices surging past $3,300 per ounce in 2025 signal growing investor unease with the global financial landscape. Lafleur Minerals Inc. is accelerating its transition from exploration-focused to production-ready, capitalizing on the trend. Other mining companies, including Amex Exploration Inc., Troilus Gold, West Red Lake Gold Mines Ltd., and Ascot Resources Ltd., are also committed to taking advantage of the renewed confidence in gold as a hedge against economic instability.
Investor News Breaks, G Mining Ventures Corp, GMIN, GEF, clears key regulatory hurdle for Gurupi Gold Project in Brazil. G Mining Ventures Corp has cleared a key regulatory hurdle for its Gurupi Gold Project in Brazil. A Brazilian federal court has annulled outdated permits, allowing the company to launch a new environmental licensing process. This removes legacy permitting risks and paves the way for disciplined development of the district-scale asset hosting significant resources. GMIN is moving forward with an exploration program in 2025 and reaffirmed its strategy, including environmental permitting and a construction decision at Oko West later this year. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. G Mining Ventures Corp is focused on acquiring, exploring, and developing precious metal projects to become a mid-tier producer. InvestorWire is a specialized communications platform offering press release syndication for companies and the investment community.
Screening for cardiovascular disease marker in community health centers may reduce risk. Screening for the cardiovascular disease marker LPA in community health centers may reduce the risk of heart disease. LPUA is a genetic risk factor for cardiovascular disease, impacting 1 in 5 Americans. The American Heart Association, with support from Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation, has launched the LPA, Community Health Centers Discovery Project, to increase awareness and testing. Participating CHCs have seen success in implementing LPA screening processes. Elevated LPA levels increase the risk of heart-related events. Healthcare professionals play a crucial role in raising awareness about LPA. CHCs interested in joining this initiative can sign up by August 15th at heart.org/LPA discovery.
Precision Immunotherapy, Creative Biolabs Therapeutic FC Engineering Technology. FC engineering has become a crucial tool for enhancing the therapeutic performance of next-generation biologics. Creative Biolabs, a leader in this field, offers a range of FC engineering services aimed at improving immune effector functions, extending serum half-life, and tailoring immune reactions. By focusing on effector function stimulation, complement activation, and downregulation, Creative Biolabs can customize FC variants to meet the specific needs of various indications. Their innovative strategies, such as enhancing NK cell recruitment and tumor cell lysis, show promise in improving the efficacy of antibody therapies. With a focus on precision and personalization, Creative Biolabs is at the forefront of advancing therapeutic FC engineering technology. Rockbreaks LaFleur Minerals Inc., OTIS QB LFL Certifique 0, featured in Network News Wire amid gold price surge. Rockbreaks LaFleur Minerals Inc. listed on the CSE as LFLR, the OTCQB as LFLRF, and the FSE as 3WK0, has been featured in a Network Newswire editorial discussing the surge in gold prices. With gold surpassing $3,300 per ounce in 2025, investors are turning to hard assets, making LaFleur well-positioned as a potential gold producer in Quebec. The company's Swanson Gold Project and Beacon Gold Mill show significant promise for long-term value. LaFleur's Beacon Gold Mill, capable of processing over 750 tons per day, may play a crucial role in processing mineralized material at Swanson and other nearby gold projects. Unexpected finding potentially opens the door to universal vaccines against cancer. Researchers testing an experimental mRNA vaccine have enhanced immunotherapy's ability to fight tumors in mouse models, potentially leading to universal cancer vaccines. Teams like CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc. are actively researching this breakthrough. For more information on CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc., visit the company's newsroom. BioMedWire is a communications platform focusing on biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, providing access to various wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communication solutions. For SMS alerts from BioMedWire, text BIOTECH to 888-902-4192, U.S. mobile phones only. Visit biomedwire.com for more information and full terms of use and disclaimers.
China slashes electricity generation emissions to record levels. China has significantly reduced emissions from electricity generation to record lows in the first half of the year, with CO2 emissions averaging 492 grams per kilowatt hour. As clean energy production increases, the demand for platinum group metals like rhodium could rise, benefiting companies like Platinum Group Metals Ltd., NYS American PLG, TSX, PTM, that specialize in extracting these metals. Mining Newswire is a specialized platform focusing on developments in the global mining and resources sectors, offering access to a wide network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions to reach a broad audience of investors, influencers, and consumers.
Network news breaks: LaFleur Minerals ALR, OTCQB, LFLRFF, FSC, 3WK0. Featured in Network Newswire editorial amid gold price surge. Network Newswire editorial titled "Gold Rally Intensifies as Juniors Race Toward Production" highlights gold's rise past $300 per ounce in 2025 and investor flight to hard assets. LaFleur Minerals Inc., with a permitted mill and advanced stage exploration project in Quebec, is positioned to become one of the region's next gold producers, aligning with market momentum and regional support for mining development. LaFleur is focused on developing district-scale gold projects in the Abitibi Gold Belt near Val-d'Or, Quebec, with a laser focus on the Swanson Gold Project and the Beacon Gold Mill, which have significant potential to deliver long-term value. The Swanson Gold Project is easily accessible by road, with a rail line running through the property, allowing direct access to nearby gold mills, enhancing its development potential.
Investor news breaks. Tor Metals Inc., TMIT, reports high-grade copper at Bertha Zone, expands IP survey at Kolos Project. Tor Metals Inc. has reported high-grade copper findings at the Bertha Zone within the Kolos Copper-Gold Project in British Columbia. Outcrop samples show up to 8.48% copper with a 1 kilometer soil anomaly. The company is expanding its induced polarization survey to 16.1 line kilometers to identify mineralization trends for its upcoming drill program. Tor Metals is focused on developing the exploration potential of the Kolos project, conveniently located near Merritt and Vancouver. For more information, visit Tor Metals' website.
Rock breaks. Aloro Resources Little TLFF ELRF P2Q makes 1.5 million option payment toward ISCA acquisition. Aloro Resources Lit has made a $1.5 million option payment toward acquiring the ISCA silver tin polymetallic project in Bolivia. A final payment of $1.5 million is due by January 6, 2026. The agreement includes a $1.8 million credit for exploration work on the Mina Casiterita property. Aloro must pay $1.8 million for full ownership of Mina Casiterita and Mina Hoyada within 12 months of obtaining mining rights. Additionally, pending regulatory approvals, the company must issue 200,000 common shares upon property transfer. For more information about Aloro Resources Ltd., visit their website at www.alororesources.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.